Talking to One Another Like Sisters by Mary Ann Call. Participating in class strengthened my testimony of Jesus Christ and increased my love. Usually, we sit in two or three rows for our young women lesson, and our teacher stands in the front. But one Sunday, our teacher had us move our chairs around a circular table. For some reason, sitting in a circle made it feel like we could talk to one another instead of only speaking to the teacher. We all felt like we were actually sisters, not just students. In fact, before the lesson even began, one young woman said, "I feel like we're family right now." That Sunday, the lesson was on the atonement. Our teacher started by passing out copies of a general conference talk. She asked us to circle words that describe the Savior. We called out the words we were circling so others could circle them. After that, our teacher spoke briefly about the atonement and then turned to me and asked if I had anything to say. I don't remember what I said, but afterward all the young women started talking to one another. We had a conversation. We were talking about our Savior and His sacrifice as a group of friends. After a while, the conversation slowed down and we just sat in silence, enjoying the Spirit. This lesson was remarkable. Because I participated, I felt the Spirit strongly, and the lesson became a part of me. I had a testimony of the atonement before, but this lesson reminded me that the Savior is real, and that the atonement and the gospel are about love. I now have a stronger love for my peers, church members and those who are not members, and I want to share the gospel with everyone so they can know the blessings of the atonement. Doing something about a lesson, whether it's commenting in class or writing in your journal, changes you. Note: speak up. What can you do to help create good conversations in your Sunday lessons? End of the article. Talking to One Another Like Sisters by Mary Ann Call. Read by Lindsay Clark.